happy Christmas Eve, Chrysanthemum Cliff.
I love Christmas Eve. It is. I don't like it more than Christmas, but I love the excitement of Christmas Eve. I love the anticipation of Christmas. The only thing I don't like about Christmas Eve is the, oh shoot, there's still so many things to wrap. There's so many things to wrap because you never have everything wrapped by Christmas Eve ever, Heather. You just don't. So, but ah, what a good day.
You just gave me an idea. I have two last minute Christmas gift ideas for you.
All right.
And you just gave me a third.
I am so awesome.
Well, yeah, because I think that the Christmas wrapping music selection is well underserved. So if you've got a friend that has a particular Christmas song that they love and you feel like you can film yourself rapping it and you can send them that video, that will delight them, I promise. I've done stuff like that for Cliff on the fly.
Truth.
And he has loved it.
Christmas?
He's loved it.
Heather's impromptu songs are always special. They're always special.
Snows on Fleet.
See?
7 days a week. Get down with that WRAP. See, it's WAP is dirty. Jane, do not listen to that song.
No.
But WRAP is all about Christmas.
We should rewrite that entire song with Christmas lyrics, Heather.
I'm going to do it.
Take
I'm
it back.
Do it. It's going to be our gift to the people, our 8 listeners.
Heather the Stallion.
Oh, my God. I love it.
It's good, right?
I love it. All right. So last minute gifts for people. I'm going to give you two things. One is an actual, like, here's your gift. So they've got, much like belated birthday items, there's a company called Hello Gorgeous, and I'm going to show this to Cliff. It's a little package that is perfect when you have a late Christmas gift or birthday gift, and it's like a candle that says it's late, and you can get this mug that's like, this gift is late because I was busy saving the world. So the perfect thing to do if you want to actually send a physical gift right now is to go ahead and purchase one of these, because it won't be that late even, you know, it'll be like a few days late and they'll get it and they'll still be in the spirit and it'll be so cute. Like this little, package from Hello Gorgeous has the candle, it has a bath bomb, it has some room spray, it has some, hand cream, some soap. It's lovely. And then of course, you know, you can't have too many mugs. So those are just fun little things. The mug's on Amazon. This gift is late because you can just search for that. And then just head to the Hello Gorgeous site and do the belated gifts package.
You might be shocked, but I actually do have too many mugs. Literally, I cannot fit another mug in my mug cabinet. I have too many mugs, so I would have to throw one away for that mug. But if you sent me that mug, Heather, I would throw a mug away. I'd donate it to charity. I'd donate to someone, the mugless. I would donate that mug to the mugless and keep your mug.
Cliff.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, I mean, I guess we're living in a weird time right now, so people
Absolutely.
Aren't going to work. But I always need to have at least one, ideally 5 mugs in my office for coffee. Cliff knows me. I don't like washing things. So I would rather just go through all my mugs and then wash them all than have to wash my coffee mug every... I don't even wash it every day. I mean, it's every few days that I would actually rinse it out and wash it. But there's one gift idea.
You wouldn't believe how good her immune system is. She drinks weird coffee out of days old mugs. Like, there's all sorts of cool mold just flowing through her body. I think she's actually probably a superhuman, like invincible. She probably has superpowers she doesn't know about, all from coffee mold.
COVID free since 2003 over here.
All right.
The other gift idea is stolen from a friend of mine. And it's really cool that he has done this, but essentially, starting on January 1st, he has posted on Facebook a tribute to one of his friends, telling them why he loves them. And he's done it every day for the whole year. He's done it. And it's been a different person, and he tags them. And it's this heartfelt letter of appreciation. And it's one of those things where you still have time today. It's Christmas Eve to do that or a variation of that. So you can say, hey, starting on Christmas Eve and then going through next year on Christmas Eve, I am going to say thank you, say I love you, feature someone, and pick 365 people. You can start that really epic project right now today. Or, you know, you can just, you know, do it for a couple select people and do a few days of love digitally. And I'm telling you that when someone that maybe you haven't heard from in a while says, hey, that thing that you did for me 8 years ago, 15 years ago, it changed my life. I will never forget that moment. It is so meaningful, and there's so much love to it. So those are my two absolute last minute ideas. Oh, three, I guess, if you include the wrapping, Cliff.
That's good. I would have to, I think, probably do that for every single person I've ever known in my entire life to get 365 friends. I could go through like January 11th with my closest friends, and then I'd have to probably filter in some relatives to go any further than that because, you know, it's all right. Go ahead.
You can do it like whole 30. You could do it for 30 days.
There you go. I could probably pull 30. I would say too, if you are looking at last minute stuff, like gift cards get kind of a bum rap, but like I love getting gift cards. So think about that. But you know, if you need to get a gift for someone and it is today, Christmas Eve, Amazon ebooks are a great thing to get that you can schedule them to show up on their Kindle tomorrow, or they can read it on their phone. So like that's a good last minute gift that feels a little bit more personalized. Like if you know what kind of books that person likes, or if you know a book in particular that you think they would really like, Kindle ebooks are a really good last minute gift that don't require shipping. Like it'll just show up on their email tomorrow morning. So that's not a bad thing to do.
That is so smart, Chrysanthemum Cliff.
Brooke doesn't know it yet, and I can't imagine that she will listen to this podcast before Christmas, but she's getting two ebooks on Christmas morning, not because I'm unprepared, but because I think she'll like both of them. So it's good.
Fantastic. Do you have anything to add, or is this a wrap, Cliff?
I would have said yes, but let's just end it with being a wrap because that's a great ending, Heather.
I just did a snap.
It was good.
And a head tilt. Hi, Jane.